Now back to John Boggs with more of the Breakfast Club at Ponderosa. John?
Thanks, Rob. Martha, before we went on the air, I asked you ladies how you met, and you kind of laughed. I didn't quite hear the whole story, but could you tell our listeners how the two of you met?
We just met up at the restrooms one day when we were waiting to take showers and sat there and visited, and that's where we've been all this time.
Martha just comes up and talks to anybody.
She does?
So she just came up and started talking, and
You couldn't get away.
I started listening.
What are the events that you ladies look forward to at the show?
Going out to eat.
Going shopping.
So do you frequent? I know you've gone to Roger's business. Do you frequent a lot of places in Portland when you come here?
Yard sales.
Okay.
Lots of yard sales.
Yes, there are. There are. We look forward to people coming into town to buy all of our stuff and take it home. But I guess since you come to the Engine and Tractor Show, you kind of do the same thing. Bring stuff here for us to buy and keep. So what else, what are the big events coming up for the show through the weekend?
Other than the Red Barn?
Well, no. Of course, we'll be there in the Red Barn, and you have throngs of people coming in. There's an auction Saturday.
Okay.
What Martha and I'd probably call junk.
Uh-huh.
You know, but these fellas don't call it junk. They call it merchandise.
I know, yeah. And I assume both of your homes have a lot of merchandise in them.
Right, exactly.
And the fellas are smiling right now.
There's not enough room for it all.
Do you go to the fiddler and banjo contest Saturday night?
No.
No.
Well, after you work all day in the Red Barn, you're too tired to take in activities at night.
And do you guys come out here and stay in a hotel? You brought a camper, right?
Right.
And you bring a camper,
we have
Reba?
A camper, right.
Okay. And, well, you know, ladies, I know you have fun when you come out here because every time I look at you, you're smiling. I don't know that I've seen two ladies that smile consistently like you do. And as I said, it's kind of remarkable the relationship that you have just for meeting here in Portland. What would you tell our listeners here in Portland about our community and what you think of it?
Go ahead.
I think it's great. I mean, we just look forward to it. We just enjoy every part of the whole town, every bit of it.
And I hope you've made other friends or there are other representatives besides Roger Locker that you've met here in town.
No, we've made a lot of friends. A lot of them are from here, right here in the area. Everyone is so friendly.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you walk into an establishment, they're always friendly and nice. And then the people that you see on the street and at the yard sales, they're always, of course, they're probably nice because they want you to spend your money, but
well,
they're nice.
Yeah, it's easier to spend your money with nice people.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we are so happy that you're here, and we hope that you come back for another 32 or 28 years.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, and I hope you make it home with just a little more merchandise. But we thank you very much for being here, and I really appreciate you getting up early to come here and be on the show before you go work at the Red Barn. So
we've enjoyed it.
We're good.
Yes.
Well, we're going to go back right now and let Rob pay some bills. When we come back, we're going to talk with Chris Fenning about My Farms. So thanks again, Reba and Martha. I hope you have a good time, and I'll tell everybody to stop out the Red Barn and say hi.
Good.
All righty. Back to you, Rob.